My guest today is Douglas Buchanan, Music Director of Music at St. David's, and for the next First Friday series, which is this week, he is honouring All Saints' Day with a concert called Songs of Farewell. Always lovely to welcome you back, Douglas. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much, Judith.
This music by Hubert Parry, his last work, if I'm remembering correctly.
Right. Yeah, so Charles Hubert Hastings Parry, who is a British composer at the early 20th century, dies in 1918. In 1916, he starts composing this work, Songs of Farewell, which are six choral pieces. Each one is sort of more complex and robust than the last. And they are all centering on this sort of elegiac tone, this existential pondering about life and death. Part of it, I'm sure, has to do with his own knowledge of aging, but it's also deeply impacted by the fact that he's seen many people, including his students, die in the Great War. Students like George Butterworth and Arthur Bliss, he's seen this happen. Now, on the other hand, in 1916, he also writes this famous version of William Blake's Jerusalem, the, oh, did these feet in ancient times? That setting that's so pervasive in British and sort of Anglophilic culture. But that's this sort of war horse on one side. And then these pieces are something completely else. They're very, very intimate and really kind of well wrought with just complexities of texture and voice leading that are really, really magical and challenging to bring to life, but very, very effective.
What has been your relationship with this work throughout your career as a music director?
Yeah, that's a good question. I've done bits and pieces of it. Parishioners who passed away might ask for a piece of it for a funeral, and we've done the penultimate movement, which is a setting of John Donne's At the Round Earth's Imagined Corners. And so it's always been in the back of my mind to want to do the full set. But it's a heavy lift because as each piece goes along, the choir divisi, the number of parts that the choir is divided into, increases. So at the beginning, it's just a four-part soprano, alto, tenor, bass setting. But by the end, it's grown into this double choir thing. And so I had to wait for the appropriate time. And this year, with the First Friday occurring on All Saints Day, seemed to be a good time to bring this to life.
Tell me about the texts.
Yeah, so they range from all over the place. We've got Renaissance texts by Thomas Campion, biblical text from Psalms, metaphysical poets like John Donne, but very much coming from this Anglican tradition and the King James translation of the Bible. So they're all English texts, but from a variety of eras. And each one Parry sets slightly differently, with some being more homophonic, more chordal, and then eventually growing into this sort of gorgeous polyphony.
These will be interspersed with cello selections with Molly Aronson, and Douglas so kindly inviting me to provide some alternative texts as well. This is for the All Saints concert, Songs of Farewell, music of Hubert Parry, and it's on Friday at 7:30 p.m. at St. David's in Roland Park. There's more information at stdavidsbaltimore.org. Such a pleasure always to speak to the music director, Douglas Buchanan. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Judith.